Ever stop to think that some of the most important places in manufacturing are the ones with almost nothing in them? We're diving into the world of high vacuum systems, specifically how a technology called a mega cold water vapor cryopump can make them way more efficient.
And it's a technology that sounds like it's straight out of a sci-fi movie.
Totally. Mega cold. Sounds like something a superhero would use, right? But all jokes aside, this deep dive into their product data sheet had me hooked. We're talking about a special type of vacuum pump, a cryopump. It uses extreme cold to create incredibly precise vacuums. And the mega cold folks are claiming some really impressive boost to both manufacturing speed and quality.
Which is critical in industries where precision is everything.
Exactly.
Oh.
So the data sheet jumps right into how it works. Mentioning something called Meissner trapping, honestly, I had to do a double take on that one.
Sounds complicated. But think of it this way, it's like a magnet. That only works on water vapor, but only when it's super cold. The mega cold uses this principle with a super chilled surface called a cryocoil placed right inside the vacuum chamber. Water vapor molecules come in, hit that surface, and boom, they're frozen in place. No more vapor, just incredibly low pressure, which is what we want.
Okay, so it's sucking out the water vapor with cold instead of like a traditional pump.
Exactly. And it does it incredibly fast. Imagine a regular pump trying to empty an Olympic-sized swimming pool. This thing can do it 20 times faster, all thanks to that extreme cold.
Wow, that's some serious suction power. But why is getting rid of water vapor so important? It's not like it's a huge amount of stuff, right?
That's where the ultra in ultra-high vacuum comes into play.
Yeah.
Even the tiniest bit of water vapor, even a few stray molecules, can mess up delicate manufacturing processes. These systems need pressures so low, they practically mimic the vacuum of space.
So this is why this kind of tech is used in things like, let's say, space simulation. The data sheet mentioned that. And also semiconductor manufacturing, which
That's basically everything these days,
it
right?
is. Your phone, your computer, all those tiny, intricate chips that make them work, they wouldn't exist without this level of vacuum precision.
So we're talking about making the stuff we use every single day and making it better, all thanks to these super precise vacuums.
And faster, too. Don't forget the data sheet talks about a 25%, 75% reduction in something called pump downtime. Okay, so pump downtime, that's basically how long it takes to suck out all the unwanted stuff and get that ultra high vacuum right.
You got it. Now imagine you're running a factory. Cutting down that pump downtime means you can do more cycles per day, produce more stuff, and potentially even lower costs for everyone in the long run.
Right. So this mega cold isn't just some cool piece of tech, it's a smart business move.
Exactly. They even highlight quick payback times in the advantages section of the data sheet. They know what their customers care about.
Speaking of advantages, I was struck by how many applications they listed. We've talked about space simulation and semiconductor manufacturing, but they also mention metallization.
A fascinating process. Essentially, metallization involves applying a super thin layer of metal onto a surface. Think of it like an incredibly precise and even coat of metallic paint.
Okay, so why is a vacuum so crucial for that? Couldn't you like spray paint something metallic?
You could, but it wouldn't have the same level of precision and control. Imagine you're trying to create a perfectly smooth, microscopic layer of metal. Even the tiniest air molecules bouncing around could create imperfections.
Like a tiny speck of dust ruining your perfect paint job.
Exactly. A vacuum eliminates those pesky air molecules, allowing the metal atoms to deposit onto the surface without interference, resulting in a smoother, more durable, higher quality coating.
So it's not just about aesthetics, it's about functionality.
Precisely. And that's why metallization in a vacuum is used in so many things: electronics, optics, aerospace, even those shiny coatings you see on some consumer products.
Wow, I had no idea. So many things relied on this technology. Okay, back to the mega cold for a second. This might seem like a silly question, but what exactly is a cryocoil and how does it create that super cold?
It's not a silly question at all. The cryocoil is the heart of the mega cold system where the freezing magic happens. It's a specially designed coil that uses a refrigerant circulating through it at very low temperatures to cool that inner surface down to cryogenic levels.
Cryogenic levels? How cold are we talking?
Think hundreds of degrees below 0 Celsius. That's what allows it to freeze those water vapor molecules on contact.
Okay, that makes sense. It's like a super-powered freezer for air.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to the semiconductor stuff, why does making these tiny chips require such an extreme level of vacuum, and how does that even work?
It all comes down to scale. We're talking about creating features on chips that are nanometers in size.
Nanometers. Remind me again how small a nanometer is.
A nanometer is 1/1000000th of a meter. To put that into perspective, it's like taking a single strand of your hair and splitting it lengthwise 10,000 times. That's the scale we're dealing with.
Wow, that's unbelievably tiny.
It is. And at that size, even a single stray molecule can be a huge problem, disrupting the manufacturing process and leading to defects.
So it's like trying to build a house of cards in a windstorm.
A very accurate analogy. That's why a cryopump like the Megacold is so crucial. By creating that ultra-high vacuum, it removes virtually all of those stray molecules, creating a perfectly clean and controlled environment for those nanoscale marvels to be created.
So basically, we're talking about creating a little pocket of near-perfect emptiness, all so we can have faster phones and more powerful computers. Mind-boggling. The datasheet also went into some detail about choosing the right megacold system. They mentioned things like feed-throughs. What are those, and how do they fit into all of this?
A feed-through is essentially a way to get things into and out of the vacuum chamber without compromising the vacuum itself. Imagine you need to insert materials or tools into the chamber during the manufacturing process, or maybe you need to connect electrical signals. A feed-through provides a sealed passageway, like a vacuum-tight door.
So it's like an airlock on a spaceship, ensuring that nothing unwanted sneaks in.
Exactly. They're crucial for maintaining that pristine environment inside the vacuum chamber.
That makes sense. The datasheet did mention that selecting the right megacold system can get kind of technical.
It can. They have different models with varying pumping speeds and capacities designed to handle different volumes and types of gases. Choosing the right one depends on the specific needs of the application.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all situation. You need to find the Goldilocks megacold for your specific needs.
Precisely. And that's where megacold's expertise comes in. They have the experience to assess those needs, consider all those variables you mentioned, and recommend the optimal cryopump configuration. It's more of a partnership than just buying a product off the shelf.
Which makes sense, given the complexity and investment involved. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We talked about cryopumps, Meissner trapping, those super fast pump down times, and even those spaceship-like feed-throughs. But there's one thing that really jumped out at me from the data sheet. That chart comparing pumping speed and cryosurface temperature, it showed how the colder the cryosurface gets, the faster the pumping speed. It was like a hockey stick graph on steroids.
That visual really drives home the power of cryogenic technology. The efficiency gains they're achieving with this level of cold are remarkable.
It makes you wonder what else we could do with this kind of temperature control. What if this mega cold approach, this idea of using extreme cold for precision and speed, could be applied in other fields? Could we revolutionize energy production or medicine or even space travel?
Now, those are some intriguing questions. And it speaks to something really important about groundbreaking technology. It's not just about the immediate applications. It's about pushing the boundaries of what's possible and sparking our imaginations.
Totally. This one data sheet about a very specific type of vacuum pump has got me thinking about all kinds of cool possibilities. Like, okay, this megacold thing is clearly amazing for making tiny computer chips and stuff, but could it help us create new materials or develop more efficient solar panels?
It's certainly possible. The principles behind this technology, the ability to manipulate matter at a molecular level by creating these ultra-clean environments, it has implications that extend far beyond what we might imagine today.
It's like this one technology opens a door to a whole new room of possibilities.
And who knows what we'll discover in that room? That's the beauty of scientific exploration. It constantly pushes us to ask, what if? And then challenges us to find out.
I love that. So to wrap things up, what would you say is the most important thing for our listeners to remember about the megacold and this whole deep dive into the world of high vacuum systems?
I think the key takeaway is this. Sometimes the most significant advancements happen in the most unexpected places. We often think of technology as being all about fancy gadgets and complex algorithms, but sometimes it's about mastering the fundamentals. In this case, it's about creating nothing, or at least something incredibly close to it, and using that nothing to build the future.
Beautifully said. This mega cold cryopump, it's a perfect example of how a seemingly niche technology can have a huge impact on our lives, even if we don't realize it.
It's a reminder that innovation can be found in the most unexpected corners of the scientific world, silently shaping the technologies that define our modern lives.
And on that note, we'll wrap up this chilly deep dive into the world of mega cold cryopumps. We hope you enjoyed this journey into the surprisingly fascinating realm of vacuum technology. And who knows, maybe it sparked a few what-if questions in your own mind.
Keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep those minds curious.
This has been The Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time for another plunge into the depths of knowledge.